The federal government says it's doing all it can to help the journalist, including providing consular assistance. The Foreign Affairs Minister, Julie Bishop, is reluctant to give details, but she says she's deeply concerned about media freedoms. She's been speaking to our reporter, Melissa Clark.
I am aware of this matter. Our officials in Cairo have been contacted and they are providing direct consular assistance to him. I don't believe it would assist him if I went into any more details at this stage, but we are working directly with him and providing consular support.
Is there any more the federal government can do in terms of being in touch with Egyptian authorities?
We're certainly doing all we can. I'm receiving regular reports about it, but at this stage I think it's best that I just confirm that we are providing him with direct consular assistance.
Is there any advice that the federal government has to others who might be working in Egypt in similar circumstances, other journalists or reporters on the ground?
If anyone has any concerns, I do suggest that they contact our officials in Cairo and receive any specific advice from them. But at this stage, I think just in the context of his particular case, I don't think it would assist him if I provided any more details publicly at this stage.
Does the federal government condemn such actions against journalists who are undertaking their work in countries like Egypt and other trouble spots around the world?
Well, of course, we're deeply concerned that journalists have freedom to travel, as we would with any other Australian citizen. And if anybody has any concerns about their safety, then they should contact our officials in Cairo if they're in Egypt.
If I can turn briefly to another matter of Australians who are fighting in Syria, has there been a rise in Australians joining terrorist groups fighting in Syria?
We are closely monitoring this situation. There have been a number of dual nationals who have left Australia and travelled to Syria, and officials and agencies are keeping a very close eye on the situation. It is of concern, and we want to ensure that anybody who is going to Syria is going for humanitarian reasons and not to join fighting forces. It is against the law in this country for Australian nationals to join armies and fight in other countries. So we're very concerned about any dual nationals who are undertaking any such activities.
Turning to the circumstances in Russia, how concerned are you about the safety of athletes and spectators given the bombings in Volgograd?
Well, first we condemn the terrorist attacks on civilians in Russia. They are shocking, and our thoughts are with the families of the victims. These attacks in Russia and in other nations, in fact, are a reminder of the ongoing battles to combat extremism in all its forms worldwide. In the case of the Winter Olympics in Sochi, obviously the safety and welfare of our athletes and their families and spectators is our utmost concern. We will closely monitor this situation. We will work closely with the Russian authorities and continue to do so. We certainly consult with our officials on the ground, but we won't lightly prevent our athletes from participating in an event for which they have trained for years. My advice to anyone travelling through Russia is to look at the most current travel advice. It is current, it remains under close review, and if people are thinking of going to Russia, to register with our Smart Traveller website to ensure that we know who is in Russia and we can obviously assist them if they need any assistance.
Do you have confidence that Russia and Vladimir Putin have the ability to ensure the safety of athletes and spectators at the Games?
Well, the Russians are assuring the international community that they have the highest safety concerns for these Games, and so I'm sure that they'll do all they can to ensure the safety and the welfare of the athletes and the participants.
The Foreign Affairs Minister, Julie Bishop, speaking there to our reporter in Canberra, Melissa Clark.